Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, we know we do not want our children smoking. And some kids now are trying e-cigarettes. They feel that they're maybe not as bad as regular cigarettes, and the cigarette companies that make these e-cigarettes are marketing to children. My guest is Dr. Suzanne Tansky. She's assistant professor of pediatrics at Dartmouth Medical School. Welcome to the show, Dr. Tansky. Let's speak about e-cigarettes. So first, tell the listeners, parents listening, what are e-cigarettes?
Well, first, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you all about electronic cigarettes. So electronic cigarettes are a fairly new invention, which are really nicotine delivery devices. And you can buy them at drugstores, pharmacies. You can buy them at your convenience stores, gas stations, Walmart, you name it. They are popping up everywhere. There are some states that have some laws against their sale. They're really very easy to get, and particularly they're very easy to get on the internet. And what they are is there's a chamber that has some nicotine in it, sort of some electronic juice, and those juices can be flavored in any kind of flavor you can imagine, anything from chocolate to cherry to grapefruit to coffee. So what the people using electronic cigarettes call themselves is vapors. What the vapor is breathing in is often a flavored nicotine. It may not taste like a traditional cigarette, but they're getting a dose of nicotine directly into their mouths, and they were inhaling it, and some of it is going into their lungs, and that's how they're getting the nicotine. It gets heated up by a little element that's on this little device, and they look really different from a regular cigarette. Some can look just like a cigarette, and others are very brightly colored. They can be skinny, they can be fat, they can have flowers on them, they can have jewels on them. So there's really this broad array, many of which are very attractive to young people, and that's one of our big concerns about these, because they're very untested, they're not regulated, and we don't know what their health impacts might be. And most importantly, we don't know how many of these kids who try an electronic cigarette might become addicted to nicotine and then move from an electronic cigarette to a traditional cigarette, which has a tremendous amount of harm, as we all are very well aware.
Dr. Tansky, they're being marketed as a safer alternative to regular cigarettes. Now, we don't know if they're going to be sort of a gateway thing to the real thing, but Is this true? Are they a safer alternative?
Well, there is the big question. We just don't know. As I mentioned, they're a fairly new product, and there's been relatively very little research done on them to find out what their health effects are. And one of the biggest problems with electronic cigarettes is there's no regulation. So if I wanted to set up a shop, I could buy some nicotine. I could cook up a batch of electronic cigarette juice in my kitchen. I wouldn't recommend this. And you could buy it from me, and you have no idea that I made that in my kitchen with my cats and my toddler and my kids all around. There's just no safety control, and you have no idea what you're really getting. I've said it before to other groups. It's kind of like buying vitamins for a street vendor. You don't know what you're getting there. So it's really not safe. We just don't know what's in them. And it's in particular when you're buying things over the internet, which many of these products are sold, you just don't know what it is, because there are no regulations as to how they're being manufactured, how much nicotine is in them, whether or not the other things they're adding for flavoring are safe things to breathe into your body. We just don't have any control over them, and so we just don't know what's in them.
So we know that there's health risks of secondhand smoke. Those are pretty well known. But What about the vapor emitted by e-cigs? Does that have any health risks that we know of? Because there might be some parents listening that are using e-cigarettes to try and quit smoking or to taper down their nicotine levels, and maybe they figure it's safe to do that around their children or in their cars because it's vapor, not smoke.
And that's a good question as well. And it's becoming, there's a little bit of research on that that's being done. There's been some work done at the Centers for Disease Control and the Center for Tobacco Products, the FDA. They're looking at some of that as well. And there's been some research that's been conducted around the world, really, looking at that very question. What's in these? What's coming out of them? And is what's coming out harmful? And it appears that what is coming out of them is dramatically less toxic than what comes off of the end of a cigarette. However, what are you comparing to? If you're comparing to regular air that you're breathing that should be relatively clean of toxins, there is more stuff coming off the end of an electronic cigarette than the regular air you breathe, but it is orders of magnitude less than what comes off the end of a cigarette. So it really it's depending on what you're comparing to. If you're comparing to a cigarette, it's probably better. If you're comparing to, say, the approved inhaler, which is called the Nicotrol inhaler, where it's pure nicotine, it's an FDA-regulated medical nicotine device, those are not detectable. There's virtually nothing coming off of those. It's pure nicotine, no other stuff. There's more from an electronic cigarette from the prescription nicotine replacement. But again, that's much, much less than you'd get off of a regular cigarette.
So regarding concerns about children and adolescents around these e-cigarettes, do the flavors you mentioned make them more attractive to kids? And are they're easier, obviously, for kids to buy than regular cigarettes because they're unregulated, right? So it's not like 18 and older, we card, that sort of thing.
They are supposed to be limited to purchase over the age of 18. And when you look at a couple of the manufacturers, there's one manufacturer that has about a 40% share. So they have about 40% of the market in the United States, and that's the product called Blue. And they specifically say that their product is only for someone 18 and over. I do not know if they card for those. I have to say I've never tried to purchase them, but all of their materials say 18 and over.
Okay, so, you know, with kids and the flavors, and what do parents need to know? What do you want parents to know about these things as far as, you know, telling our kids the dangers? I mean, it's easy to tell them the dangers of cigarettes. You show them one of those lungs, you know, and there's a lot of things you can do. But how can parents tell their kids about the dangers of these when we don't have those kinds of ugly pictures to show them and people on oxygen tanks and all those sorts of things?
I think it's really tough, particularly when you've got beautiful actresses like Jenny McCarthy and Stephen Dorff, who are the front people for some of the electronic cigarette manufacturers now. You've got very attractive actors and actresses who are marketing these very heavily. There's print advertising. These are allowed to be advertised on television, unlike any other tobacco product. So there's a lot of advertising. They're really glamorizing it as this very sexy thing to do. And so it's really important that we express to our kids, we have no idea if this is safe. Who knows what you're sucking into your lungs? And you could be developing an addiction that will stay with you for decades. And if you become addicted to nicotine, there is a big concern that you're going to be going on to or using this as a gateway to some of the other forms of nicotine that we know are tremendously hazardous for your health. And we want to keep our kids healthy and safe for their entire lives. That's what this is all about, healthy kids.
Well, so when we're discussing with our kids using nicotine and the addictive factor, that's a good, huge one, right? Because kids don't want to become addicted to something.
Well, I would hope they wouldn't, but of course, all of our kids think that that won't be them, and so lots of kids think that they can try a cigarette and see what it's like and never have another one, and we know that that's not the case. At least half of the kids who try a single cigarette go on and smoke for a while, and obviously those kids don't all go to adulthood as addicted smokers, but a lot of people really have a tough time with even the first few cigarettes and saying no to the next few cigarettes, and we don't know if that same kind of relationship is going to be there with an electronic cigarette, and in my opinion, it's just not worth the risk. We should make sure our kids don't have access, that we actually talk about electronic cigarettes and tell them that this is not a safe product. You have no idea what's in it. Don't even try it. Consider it some of the other, in the same category of many of the other drugs that we tell kids, don't do it.
Okay, in 20 seconds, best advice about e-cigarettes for parents?
Avoid them. if you as a parent are an addicted smoker and you are looking to quit smoking, there are proven effective ways to quit smoking, including medicinal FDA-approved nicotine inhaler devices, and those we know are effective, where we don't have any evidence at all that the electronic cigarettes actually help people quit smoking. The evidence right now suggests that people who use electronic cigarettes to quit smoking actually maintain their smoking longer. So until we've got some really better evidence, it's a better idea to keep it out of your homes as a grown-up smoker and keep it out of our kids' hands because we don't want them to become nicotine users either.
And until there's more research done, just talk with your kids about e-cigarettes and the dangers that they pose. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.